Good enough is the new perfect, embracing a new standard of living. Part 1. The Burden of Perfection. Hello and welcome to Good Enough is the New Perfect by Becky Beaupré-Gillespie. In this book, we're going to explore a concept that has the potential to revolutionise the way we live our lives, the idea that good enough can indeed be perfect. For many of us, the pursuit of perfection is a constant and exhausting battle. We often find ourselves trapped in a cycle of self-doubt and criticism, always wondering what we could have done better or what we need to change to measure up. This mental soundtrack is all too familiar. You could have done more, you should have done more, you need to do more, you need to be more. This relentless drive for perfection is not just a personal issue. It's also deeply ingrained in our societal expectations. We're often made to feel like we're falling short, whether it's in our careers, our relationships, or our personal achievements. But the truth is, this pursuit of perfection is not only exhausting, but also paralyzing. Part 2. The Cost of Perfectionism. Perfectionism comes with a significant cost. It leads to anxiety, stress, and a sense of inadequacy that can be overwhelming. When we're constantly striving for an unattainable ideal, we forget to appreciate what we've already achieved. We overlook the effort we put into our work, our dreams, and our connections with others. For example, consider the working mom who feels guilty for not being able to attend every school event or cook a homemade meal every night. She might feel like she's failing both at work and at home simply because she can't meet the unrealistic standards she's set for herself. But what if she could tell herself that what she's doing is good enough? Part 3. Embracing Good Enough. The concept of good enough is not about settling for mediocrity. It's about recognizing that our best efforts, given the circumstances, are indeed enough. It's about acknowledging that we're doing the best we can with the resources we have at any given moment. As I often say, good enough is the new perfect. This doesn't mean we're making excuses or holding ourselves back. It means we're giving ourselves credit for what we've done right and committing to do a little more tomorrow if needed. For instance, imagine a day where you've managed to complete all your tasks at work, spend quality time with your family, and even squeeze in some self-care. Instead of focusing on what you didn't do, you acknowledge that what you've accomplished is good enough. This shift in perspective can be incredibly liberating. Part 4. Breaking free from comparison. One of the biggest obstacles to embracing the good enough mindset is comparison. We often compare our lives to the curated highlight reels of others, forgetting that everyone has their own struggles and limitations. This comparison can lead to feelings of inadequacy and reinforce the notion that we're not doing enough. As Jessica N. Turner, author of The Fringe Hours, aptly puts it, "No one wins when you compare. You don't win. Your family doesn't win. Your friends don't win. You must be in control and not let comparison take hold of your mind. Rather, focus on yourself, your family, and where God has you in your life. By focusing on our own journey and celebrating our unique achievements, we can break free from the cycle of comparison and find contentment in what we have." Part 5. Practical steps to embrace good enough. So, how do we start embracing this good enough mindset? Here are a few practical steps you can take. Recognize your efforts. Acknowledge the effort you put into your work, your relationships, and your personal growth. Tell yourself that what you've done today is good enough. Set realistic expectations. Understand that you have finite resources of time, money, and talent. Be realistic about what you can achieve in a day. Practice self-care. Include self-care as a necessity, not a privilege. Taking care of yourself is essential to maintaining your well-being and performing at your best. Focus on your strengths. Rather than dwelling on your weaknesses, Focus on your strengths and the things you do well. For example, if you're a working mom who can't attend every school event, focus on the quality time you do spend with your children and the efforts you make to support their education in other ways. Part 6. Living a more balanced life. Embracing the good enough mindset is not just about reducing stress and anxiety. It's about living a more balanced and fulfilling life. When we stop striving for an unattainable perfection, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences. As I reflect on my own journey, I realize that embracing good enough has allowed me to find happiness in all my pursuits and responsibilities. It's given me the freedom to pursue my passions without the weight of perfectionism holding me back. In conclusion, good enough is not a compromise. It's a liberation. It's a reminder that our best, given where we are on any given day, is indeed enough. So, take a deep breath, acknowledge your efforts, and tell yourself, what you've done today is good enough. And if you feel that any of this is disingenuous, give yourself credit for what you did right and commit to doing a little more tomorrow. Thank you for joining me on this journey to redefine what it means to be perfect. Remember, your best is good enough, and that's something to celebrate.